All right, welcome to Security Guy Radio again.
Thank you
Black
very much.
Cat 2016. A little false start there. Sorry, a little technical problem. What's your name, sir?
I'm Engin Kurta from Lastline.
And Lastline.com, is that the website?
That's correct, exactly.
And what do you guys do?
We're in the advanced threat detection business, so we detect complicated, sophisticated attacks against organizations. So basically, you know, advanced forms of malware or all sorts of malware.
Now, to me, it's all advanced because I'm a computer idiot. Not a complete idiot, but partial idiot, right? Define advanced. What is different from are we talking about an estate type of attack as opposed to some 16-year-old who's mad at his teacher? Or, you know, what's sophisticated mean?
So sophisticated means that the attack is typically more targeted against you. So it could be a state behind it, but it could just be another organization behind it, right?
Specifically to you, not just a sweeping phishing attack.
Exactly.
Okay.
So other types of attacks that we also detect are typically called opportunistic attacks, where a bunch of people are attacked and, you know, some of these attacks are successful. So we detect opportunistic attacks, but, you know, we are specifically also focusing on targeted attacks against organizations.
So these are probably places that have, you know, financial data, they're a target, or corporate data, right?
Exactly.
Espionage.
Data, health data.
Yeah.
You know, today, almost anything you have is quite valuable, right?
Now, what's your opinion of the percentage, not a number, but I mean just kind of a general sense. Are these attacks being run by people that are criminals trying to make money, or is there corporate espionage going on? We never hear about corporate espionage, right? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're right. I mean, I think a lot of these attacks are actually launched by criminal organizations because they figured out target attacks are, you know, very profitable. But yes, we also see cyber espionage. We also see states launching attacks against other states.
Right.
And, you know, we hear quite a bit about this in the last couple of years. So this has been increasing. Of course, it's difficult to have scientific data on, you know, what the percentages are.
Yeah, and Corporation A is not going to get their name in the news for sneaking information on corporate B because they both kind of want to keep it all kind of quiet, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
One doesn't want to say it was vulnerable. One doesn't want to say it was doing it.
Right.
You know?
Not everything becomes public at the end of the day.
Yeah. Do you have a sense on how big a problem this is?
It's a huge problem. I mean, if you check the media, one interesting thing, you know, I've been in the security business for, you know, more than a decade. In the past, we were not hearing about target attacks. Everybody knew it was possible, but you also read about these nowadays, right? So it's happening a lot, actually.
I mean, like Sony's a great example. I think that was an inside job. My personal opinion, it was an inside job. But then you talk about Target, and you go, okay, was that targeted, or did they just know that Target was sloppy with their private keys, right?
Yeah, it's kind of ironic that Target was targeted, right?
But
you know, it's a huge issue. Credit card information was stolen. So, yeah, we've been seeing this quite a bit, actually.
Now, how does your company differentiate itself from others? How do you handle this? Do we have analytics that are used? Do you have human behavior patterns? Or how do you do it?
I would say all of the above, right? If somebody says today that they have one simple trick to detect everything, I would be very skeptical because these are complex problems, right? If somebody says, you know, we can detect APTs extremely easily, that's not a very feasible claim, in my opinion.
Okay.
So we have all sorts of components. We look at what goes into an organization. We look at what comes out of an organization. And you need to have all these sophisticated components that actually talk to each other so they can extract the big picture.
Right.
But it's a complex problem, so the solution you have, you know, you can't just have one thing and detect all these attacks. You need to look across the organization.
Now, does Last Line, do they focus on enterprise solutions, you know, big companies, big corporations?
Yes. So right now, a lot of our customers are enterprise customers, but we also work with a bunch of other companies, actually OEM, our solution, so they provide it to their users, and some of them can actually be, you know, normal end users.
The reason I ask is that people always think of corporations as the greatest employer, and they're not. Most, the majority of employees work for small to medium companies.
Correct, yes.
Right? And I don't see the small to medium companies getting the protection. Maybe because they're not a public target, a brand name, I don't know. But certainly there's some small company that has a bunch of people's social security numbers because they're an accountant, and that's important too, right?
Right.
Where's the industry going with this? I'd like to see the industry moving down to give everybody the opportunity to be protected.
I think the direction that is promising is that the solutions like Lastline, especially, you know, we put a lot of focus on making it easy to integrate, so they can easily integrate with some of the other solutions that these smaller companies are actually using to provide them APT support, right? So you might already have something that looks into your web traffic, but, you know, we plug in into that. And so, a lot of companies that have actually OEM'd us and use our technology to provide, you know, APT protection for their customers. And these are like smaller customers.
I'm glad to hear this. My background is mostly physical, although I had a computer in 84, so I understand computers, right? On the physical security side, you don't see the cooperation. Oh, my camera's better than your camera, and not let's share data to make the best camera. But we see a lot of this in the IT industry where there's sharing of data, sharing of analytical information, plugins. Right. Yep, sure. I mean, 20 years ago, you couldn't just plug your application into my network at the studio. We wouldn't let you.
Right.
Now it's common.
So, to be fair, you don't always see this information sharing.
Right.
But I think people have realized that integration is extremely important. So whatever solution you buy needs to be able to integrate into your existing solutions, right?
So do you say that's the new norm? So if your program doesn't integrate, you're out.
Exactly. I think you know you would lose at the end of the day because people already have existing solutions. So you can't just say replace everything and just replace everything with us, right? People want to be able to switch different components. So when we designed our solution, we try to make it very flexible and easy to integrate. So each of our components can be used individually, basically.
When do you think that shifted in the industry, where integration was the norm instead of not?
I think it has increasingly become important in the last couple of years. So,
recently, okay.
The one reason why we're able to easily OEM with, other companies is because we have these very clean interfaces and we built the system so that it's easy to integrate.
Right.
And I believe going forward, that's going to be very important.
What's the average kind of client that you have? Not by name, but just type of industry. What do you win?
Oh, finance, health, basically across all fields because everybody's quite concerned about malware and the damage that malware can cause.
Now, does your application help with phishing attacks? Because that's kind of an email problem, right?
Right.
But people are telling me, well, they can't really get into the network. That's not really the way phishing works. But what do you think?
So phishing is more of a social engineering attack, so we're not in that business. But if you have an email that has a certain exploit that does something technical and infects your system, so that type of things we can actually protect.
So once it gets on the system or as it's coming in?
When, if you can catch it when it's coming in,
yeah.
But in some cases, if you're not able to catch it, once it has already infected you, right? I think to assume that you will never be infected these days, you will not be compromised, it's not very realistic. So, but the ability to detect that you've been infected or to catch an infection before that happens is extremely important. So we focus on all these areas.
Right, it's going to happen. Exactly. My teeny little website.
Hopefully not, but there's a chance that it might happen, right? Well, you want to be able to know that it happened, and I think that gives you a
big advantage. My website got hacked before I got here. Yeah. It's never been hacked before, and I'm nobody important, right? Yeah. So you come to Black Hat, and they hack you.
It happens,
so
unfortunately.
Do you think eventually the technology is going to be able to push down to smaller companies like me?
Absolutely, I think so, yeah.
What's the time frame on that, do you think?
That's, predicting things are usually very difficult, especially in security. But in the next 5 years, I think you're going to see and more. Exactly.
Yeah,
MSSP moving into the area, using some of these solutions, making it more accessible to more small business. I think it's extremely important. And, last line, we've been trying to do that as well, working with people so that our solution becomes, accessible
to
smaller businesses as well.
Give us your company website again.
It's www.lastline.com.
Lastline.com, and your name and title?
Ingen Kurda. I'm one of the co-founders. I'm the chief architect. I'm also a computer science professor at Northeastern University in Boston.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.